Pat Vitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.
Welcome to Don't Invest and Forget, a weekly financial news magazine designed to educate and equip you with the roadmap and direction you need to manage your money, meet your financial goals, and instill confidence in your investment choices on the road to retirement. Your host is author, radio commentator, Pat Vitucci, with over 30 years' experience in the world of finance and investment planning, with special emphasis on retirement planning. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, go to don'tinvestandforget.com.
The S&P 500 tumbles to the lowest since June, and the NASDAQ heads for its worst day since February. The U.S. wraps up the fiscal year with a budget deficit in almost $2 trillion. That's up 23% year over year, and certainly inflation continuing to dog the economy, even as it continues to dog consumers. Welcome once again to another edition of Don't Invest and Forget, the program that every week helps you keep your finger on the pulse of your money from Wall Street to Main Street to your wallet. Our host, author, and industry veteran, Pat Vitucci, and I'm Craig Roberts. Well, Pat, it's interesting, almost in a slightly spooky way, as we're around the corner from Halloween, we're beginning to see certain trends taking place in inflation. Certainly one of the most notable aspects is the desire of the Fed to use the tool of raising interest rates to put some downward pressure on the economy, cool the afterburners, so to speak, in order to get a better handle on inflation. Not only is that apparently not working as fast as they thought, but in some respects, it's had just the opposite effect in terms of what's going on with employment numbers. Are we coming into whole new territory? Is this deja vu all over again vis-a-vis the 1980s when it comes to inflation being high and here to stay?
We're certainly at a pivotal point with two wars going on, Ukraine and Israel. And we have the new leader of the House finally elected this past week. We've got inflation numbers. We've got a pre-presidential election year beginning to heat up. So a number of macro views out there that are really putting a spotlight on which way this economy is going. When you look at a balance of stocks and bonds, whatever balance you might have, it appears as though the stock allocations is the more volatile, the more riskier part of the equation. And historically, for 100 years, Craig, we had the bond allocation be the other way around. And so we're looking at a strange dichotomy of stocks and bonds and how they relate to each other. And then we look at this budget that the federal government is coming in with. You realize we will spend a $1 trillion of interest per year on the federal budget. You and I have been talking about this issue. It's been a concern of mine and yours for, almost 30 years now. And when budget goes up 23% year over year, if that doesn't get the attention of both houses of Congress and the White House, then we really elected a bunch of dummies. So it's a big issue in terms of where we're going in this economy. And of course, it brings to mind, what does John and Mary putting money in their 401k do? And for 40 years, that 401k was a very productive way to save for retirement. But now of late, when you get the standard mix of stocks and bonds, isn't going to work nearly as well as it has in the past, given the upside down view of where interest rates have gone from basically zero. Last week, the mortgage rate hit almost 8% in just, 18, 19 months. So we've got a real dilemma in terms of what does the average John and Mary do out there with their 401k and this whole invest and forget mindset, which we've been critical of for 30 years on this show. The name of the show is Don't Invest and Forget. that mindset of, well, I'll leave my 401k alone and let it ride. We've been critical of that strategy for 30 years. And so we've always talked about sector rotation, getting in and out of areas of the economy that look more favorable in the next quarter or two or three, and not just investing and forgetting. And so that mindset of putting money away in a 401k is wonderful and essential if you're ever going to think of retirement, but not setting and forgetting, but don't invest and forget. In other words, make adjustments, because the world does change, not nearly as radical as it has in the last 18, 19 months, but the volatility has just exacerbated itself in terms of the levels of highs and lows. And we're seeing 300, 400 point rises and falls in the Dow Jones with regularity. And that certainly gives us pause for concern about where the heck should my money be invested, right?
It was this sort of the lesson that you've been warning us about in relationship to the potential impact of geopolitical issues outside of our control. And I pose that question because we saw the up creep in inflation. In stepped the Fed and said, we have a tool. It's called interest rates. We're going to drive down inflation by rising interest rates. And subsequently, we'll begin to see a cooling off of that aspect of the economy. And I suppose all else being static, things like that might be successful. But then you add into the mix the turmoil in Washington, D.C. If it's not a battle between the House and the Senate, or Republicans and Democrats, it's battles even between Republicans or Democrats. Then add into that coming up on almost 2 years of the Russian war with Ukraine. Now we have always the hotbed that we're fearful of, Israel and Hamas. In this case, of course, all eyes on the Middle East, as the potential impact may be of not only what might happen to the cost of oil, moreover, the notion of getting ourselves entangled in another proxy war as we're sending munitions, potentially even troops. We've got our largest air carrier making its way toward the Middle East even as we speak. And so I guess the big warning here is these kind of geopolitical events can upset the entire apple cart, and therefore causing an immediate reordering of the approach. So if you felt like bonds were kind of the sleepy, safe place to be for certain people of a certain age, but if you really wanted to be making money, you were in equities. We read stories, Pat, of hearing about the 10-year Treasury yield heading up towards almost 5%. You're thinking, wait, what? Did I wake up in the middle of a movie here? What's happened?
In my 30 years, Craig, it's been the most chaotic environment that I can ever recall. I mean, certainly post-2008 was difficult. Post-2001 was a difficult time period. But here we are in 2023 with all these geopolitical issues. It's a little unnerving to figure out how do you stay calm when you turn on the news at 6 o'clock, and it can be pretty darn frightening, not even to speak of these maniacs who take guns and walk into bowling alleys or bars and kill many, many people. So we've got some micro issues that are pretty unnerving. And then when you look at the world in general, and is President Xi of China going to take this opportunity to go into Taiwan and take advantage of the extreme stress in the world? And can we fight three wars at the same time? And so it's a pretty volatile environment. But here's another stat that goes right to our homes. Saving money to buy a house, the dollar goes half as far as it did. Listen to this. Since the end of 2020, only 3 years ago, young couple trying to save money for a house, and their dollar goes half as far as it did just 3 years ago. To me, those are the kind of issues that are so important when looking at the news and trying to juxtapose the world events, local events, and then your portfolio. What does that do to your calmness in trying to figure out, geez, should we buy a house or should we not buy a house? And now I need twice as much money to buy that same house. And so it's certainly an issue. And then people say, okay, how's my net worth doing in all this moving parts? Basically, your net worth after the age of 55, let's say, is generally in the neighborhood of $1.5 million. That's kind of average net worth for the average American. So if you're 55 or older and you got $1.5 million, you're kind of average. Who would have thought if your net worth was over $1 million? Years ago, we thought, wow, if you have $1 million, you're a rich guy. You could afford a Cadillac and a fancy vacation every year, $1 million doesn't go that far any longer. And the average net worth is $1.5 million. So these are interesting times that you look at the macro view, you look at the micro view, and you're certainly challenged by deciding where in the world should I invest my money. The answer is it depends on when you want to use the money. And if you're going to retire tomorrow, you've got to look at what is your net worth generate in terms of cash flow. Net worth is a cool thing and it strokes your ego, but it doesn't stroke your checking account when you have to have money in there to pay for the PG&E bill that has gone up significantly. If you have a mortgage and it's adjustable, or if you have to go in and buy a new home, the cost there, as we know, is a lot more expensive. So cash flow becomes much more important as you approach retirement and calculating your net worth and what will that derive in terms of a real monthly check that's sustainable and reliable and something you can count on. If this world economy goes the other way, and we're now suddenly in a World War III because Iran and Iraq has joined Hamas, and this gets uglier by the day, and then President Xi decides to take some action on Taiwan, and Ukraine continues to smolder, how much can America continue to send overseas? Hundreds of billions of dollars that we don't have, we're printing money, makes me very anxious. And so the average investor has got to look at that and say, okay, I need to be ultra conservative because the federal government is not acting conservative or responsibly, in my view. Yeah, our home values are wonderful, but it's just on paper, and that can change in a New York minute, as they say, and it could be cut in half very easily if all some of these fragile issues we've been talking about turns to you know what. So macro issues, I think, that need deliberation and a serious portfolio review with a local financial advisor, I think, is absolutely critical during this period of time. Craig.
And let's drill down for a moment, Pat, even deeper. I picked up a copy of the Wall Street Journal, and when I saw a headline story, and this is in the last couple of days, I thought, Pat's moonlighting. Look at that. He's writing for the Wall Street Journal. Well, it turns out he isn't, but it certainly might suggest that somebody at the Wall Street Journal has been listening to this program. The title of the headline story, Your Set It and Forget It 401k Made You Rich, But No More. Subtitled, Stock and Bond Portfolios That Worked for the Past 40 Years Aren't Ready for What's Coming. And the first line of the article, Investors Were Not in Kansas Anymore. Now that seems to be flashing a warning sign right off the pages of the Wall Street Journal in the last few days to suggest that there is a pivot that we are in the middle of right here. That notion that we opened up a 401k 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whatever, when we first got hired, and we made some choices. They seem to be good ones. Historically, and up until recent reports, seem to do okay. Now we're beginning to see a trend in the wrong direction. And of course, this goes on to suggest that as we're seeing long-term treasury yields hitting the highest levels in 16 years, there's a yin and yang balance here. What some goes up, others go down. So as you look at a story like that, that again, you could have written, Set It and Forget It, 401k Made You Rich But No More. What is the serious call to action here? And I know folks are thinking, Pat, Craig, we're going to be looking at the holidays soon. Do I really want to stop down and be thinking about the performance of my 401k? After all, I've got to do Christmas shopping. I've got to go buy a turkey in a few weeks. What is the prudent investor to do, armed with this information, in order to respond to what we're seeing going on in the markets and in the world?
Greg, our listeners have recently received their quarterly statements. I would take those off the dining room table and run down to their financial advisor and look at the asset allocation mix. Where are you invested? What is your mix of stocks and bonds, gold and real estate? Where's your net worth laid out? I think it's critically important. We've got offices throughout the Bay Area. If your guy or gal is too busy or not answering the phone, now's a great time to take those current statements, make an appointment with the local person on our team, and spend an hour before the turkey, before the Christmas tree shopping. Get it done now so at least you're positioned as smartly as you can for not only the fourth quarter, which is expected to be a good quarter. It's normally Santa Claus time and everybody's spending a lot. And 24 is supposed to be better than 23. So the question is, are you in the right industries at the right time? This program has been called Don't Invest and Forget for 30 years for a reason. This is the most critical time I've seen to not ignore your asset allocation mix. You will thank yourself 3, 5, 10 years down the road when you go to retire and you've made some active asset allocation moves.
And this is both in terms of the kind of assets that we're in and what that blend looks like. You know, a lot of folks that they want to be slightly conservative might have looked at traditionally, say, a 60-40 mix in their investments. Is that still considered to be sufficiently conservative? Of course, no one size fits all. But if you're somebody that is 10 years away for retirement, clearly you begin to shift your thinking as you understand you're going to move from the growth stage to eventually the distribution stage. So preservation of that capital becomes more and more important, but particularly in light of all of the volatility we're seeing in the markets. We didn't even mention the fact that Putin allegedly has had a pretty significant heart attack. There could be some major churning going on in that part of the world as well that might further upset the apple cart. So somebody who wants to be conservative, quote unquote, what does that mix look like?
The answer is it's different for everyone out there. We have 10 different appetites for risk, from very aggressive to very conservative. There are so many factors that drives, in my view, the proper mix of stocks and bonds, et cetera. Your net worth, your taxable rate, your years until retirement. Are you supporting children? Are you supporting mom and dad? What's your cash flow look like? There are 100 questions we would want to ask before we talk about and settle in on a specific mix, 60-40, 70-30, 80-20, whatever the answer is. But there are a lot of very easy questions to answer when you come into our office for that free portfolio review. And you conclude with a pretty persuasive argument on where you should be. Again, you can say, no, I don't want to be that conservative. I want to be much more aggressive, or vice versa. We're influenced by the subjectivity of your feelings. That's certainly a factor. But you need to have that dialogue to identify what's comfortable for you, and if you're married, you and your spouse.
So perhaps the next step for you is to take advantage of that complimentary financial health and retirement plan review offered by Proxy Freedom. To schedule your appointment, call toll-free 888-PLAN-WISE. 888-PLANWISE, or easier still, schedule your appointment online. Go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com.
You've been listening to Don't Invest and Forget with Pat Fitucci. To gain more information about any of the topics discussed on today's program, or to schedule your appointment for a no-obligation financial plan tune-up in one of the Bay Area offices of Proxy Freedom near you, go to don'tinvestandforget.com. That's don'tinvestandforget.com. Or call 888-PLAN-WISE. That's 888-PLANWISE. Or visit don'tinvestandforget.com.
Pat Fitucci, program guests, and Craig Roberts are not affiliated with Proxy Freedom LLC or United Planners Financial Services unless otherwise noted on the show. Information provided for illustrative purposes only does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information obtained from sources deemed reliable, but accuracy and completeness not guaranteed. Proxy Freedom is not liable for any third-party content. Consult with qualified investment, tax, or legal professional prior to taking action. Advisory services offered through Proxy Freedom LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. Proxy Freedom and United Planners Financial Services are not affiliated.